I hadn't hit the recording button this whole time. I'm glad I remembered. Like, oh fuck, we got to do a show.
Well, we're just catching up with each other, bud. It's good.
No, yeah, I was so enthralled by seeing you.
I know. Me
No,
too.
what was I? Something about Spinal Tap.
Nice.
Oh, the version of them, like
Oh,
the with the
commentary.
commentary by
I
Spinal
haven't
Tap.
heard that. Yeah, I haven't done that.
Oh, there were two versions. I have them. I don't know where the DVD of Spinal Tap is, somewhere around here. I'm sure I could probably download it with the audio, but
Yeah.
there
I'd love to
versions
hear that.
when it came out. There was a version that came out with commentary by Michael Bikin, Harry Shearer, Christopher Guest,
Yeah.
and then years later another version came out with commentary as Spinal Tap. And oh my God, if you thought it was funny just watching the movie, hearing their commentary on their own movie, oh Jesus Christ, that is so
Dude,
great.
I gotta hear that. I
Yeah,
gotta
and
see
I'm
that.
sure it's on the Blu-ray. I'm sure it's on a DVD set. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find it. But
Okay.
that was so good. So good, man.
All right, my friend. So we
Well,
got our
we
first
got caught
episode.
up and
Yeah.
all that stuff was off the record. So I'm glad it was, because I think that you got rid of the evidence just in time. So, whew.
Oh, that's
But
perfect.
anyway,
Yes, sir.
now nobody knows.
Nobody. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I like
So
Mr. Dark. Yeah.
yes. So let's do this thing. We ready to do this?
Roll.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Glenn from Volcana, and you're listening to Heavy Metal Horror.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Yeah, this is Chop Top, and the curse is real, and it's on you.
We're not talking just STDs, folks.
No.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy Metal
Metal.
Horror. Kitties. This week's show and the next show are both
Hang on, bud.
for
Sorry. Nice. Yeah, got to take that. Yeah, get that in there. Yeah.
this is my old mango kush, and you can taste
Okay.
the mango. It is so
Oh,
good. I'm like,
very nice.
oh yeah, okay, give me that. So where was I at? Oh yes. Well, kiddies, this show and our next one are both inspired by our very own Chop Top, who came up with these show ideas. So I'm pretty excited about delving into these things. Today, we're going to talk about the collector's curse, because that's what Chop always says when he can't excuse his buying bullshit. Right? Look at this bullshit I bought. Oh, I'm cursed. I can't help
Here's
it.
my surprise face.
I know, right? Exactly. Oh, Montag, you're just like a parent. This is about the stuff we love to collect, whether it's a curse or not. We like to break each other's balls, and at our age, that any action's good action down there. So,
Yeah.
Chop, this is a show that you wanted to do. You have been collecting things. We both have been collecting things most of our lives.
Decades.
We're in the throes of trying to get rid of stuff to move, because we don't want to move all this shit. And I've said, I am done with the stuff. I'm gonna get rid of as much as I can.
I wish I could say the same, but because the bug still gets me. But at the same time, it's just like, if I have a legacy, something to pass, I got a bunch of fucking DVDs and a bunch of fucking guitars and
Yeah.
collectibles. Here you go. And so I get to give my kids. I have nothing else to pass on to them. But
Okay.
I have some really meaningful stuff to me that has meant a lot throughout all the years and the way I
Yeah.
received them and whatnot. So yeah, it's very important to me.
Well, let's start with one of those things then, because I got some
Okay.
things written down. So let's start, man. Like, what do you want to begin with? One of the things that
Well,
you like to collect, or that's
here
meaningful
is.
or important.
I got this, my buddy Rob, my best friends. But he sent me this. This is a signed autographed the band Iron Maiden from the
Oh.
Final Frontier lineup.
Oh, wow. So who's all signed it? The whole band?
All the whole band.
Wow, how the hell did he get that?
I have no idea. He just said, oh, I want to get you something such as it might have been a birthday present or something like that. I'm like, thanks, buddy. He's like,
Wow,
what
that's
the fuck?
cool.
So yeah, that's very meaningful to me because that's
Just
my number one band. So I eat off of that.
Just don't accidentally put it in the wash or have someone close to you put it in the wash thinking it was dirty.
Exactly.
Not that I'm bitter, Mom.
And of course, we met, you know, we got to meet Bruce and Adrian on the Accident Burst tour, which was, you know, one of a, you know, we talked about it in previous
Yes.
shows before, which was
We did.
amazing. You get to sit down. I had a drink with Adrian. I'm just like, oh my God, you know, like,
Yeah, kind of a
someone sits down
surreal
and I
moment.
have a drink with me. I'm just like,
Yes.
yeah, I'm shaking the whole time I'm going there.
Yeah, a very surreal moment. Right, exactly. Exactly. Like, wow, this shouldn't be happening. No, I get it. I totally get it. I felt that way
So
the
that
very
is,
first time I saw them. Like, got backstage, I'm like, "Fucking, what am I doing here?" You know.
yeah,
Yeah.
what is this? This is,
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. Yeah, that first time, man. Oh.
So you pop your cherry, man, that first time. It's like, what
Yeah,
the
I was
fuck?
driving home like a madman that whole time home. Like I was floating, man. I couldn't
Right?
believe it. Yeah.
But that's one experience there, bud. I'll give you another. Do we want to go like a couple at a time or something
No,
like that?
I mean, I don't know how many you have. I mean, we can go back and forth. I can talk about the very first thing I remember as a kid having a lot of and like loving. I don't know if that was technically collecting because I think I was too young to know about that. But my dad was always a big collector, but he always collected oddball things. Like he loved collecting Avon bottles, Jim Beam whiskey bottles, although he wasn't a drinker. He loved collecting Avon bottles. And so I used to play with like the Avon. There was like a car, I think it was a Jaguar. And I used to, it was, you know, it didn't roll or anything like that, but I used to play with it when I was a little kid. But so I think I just kind of grew up thinking, oh, stuff is good, like you having stuff around you. And so I remember my Hot Wheel collection.
It's a weird thing. It's because I think with the collector's curse thing, I think there's part of it. It's like it's not pride so much. It's like it's a security, and
Yes.
it's to know that for me also it was a oh I don't know, being part of a completist, especially with
Yeah.
you know musical groups that I really like, to have that whole set of their works or something
Sure.
is something that you know is
Yeah.
very, very important to me. Especially if you're like a huge fan. And
Right.
there's like, I mean, the top three bands of all time are Maiden, Sabbath, and Priest. I mean, that's it. And if I can have all three, then I'm good. Of course, there's the outliers, you know, and stuff like that. And you can have,
Everything
you know.
else is an outlier, right?
But at the same time, yeah. Then you're like, Joe, why do you have 27, you know, CDs of this band when they're not your top three, you stupid motherfucker?
Right.
But anyways. But yeah,
Yes.
it there's something to be said about. I don't know. It's not a
I get
pride
it.
thing. It's just
No.
I feel good about it because
Right.
I could go
It's.
anytime to that physical media and say, "Yep, your internet can go down. Go fucking blow a bag of dicks. I can fucking grab this anytime I fucking want. I got it, and there you
Right.
go. And
Unless
what
the
can you take?
electrical
You
grid
can't
went
take none
down.
away from me. You can't. You could. Hey, there's a few things in this world they can take away from you." Your music and your faith are two fucking things they can't take away from you. And that's why I look at it.
Play it in your head. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. No,
So
I.
that's for me
Good,
personally.
man. No, that's awesome. No, it's fantastic. And I know I rib you about it. No, I totally get it. 'Cause like you, I mean, now I'm feeling a lot different about just physical things than I used to. And I don't know
Sure.
if it's just
As
age or
we progress in age
yeah, age or
and like you get
depression,
what
you
you're getting
know.
ready to do with the house and
Yeah,
everything.
I just
And
don't want
just,
to move it. And I'm like, I realize when I see stuff that's been in a box for 10 years and I haven't touched it, I'm like, what am I keeping it for? You know, like, well,
I get you.
if there are books that I haven't read or movies I haven't watched, I'm like, Jesus, when am I gonna do it? You know, so either, you know, shit or get off the pot. And so I've been just throwing away like things that I spent years building, like my movie collection. Because most of it, I thought if I want to keep it, like, because my movie collection is one of those things where it's not, you know, the Hot Wheels were the first thing I remember just really loving, but it was through my movies, starting off because the fact of when we first got our VCR, you know, way back in the day. I'm like, oh my God, I can record things from the TV. I can
Right?
record, you
I
know,
was
or
just like, are you kidding me? I can do
yeah,
everything now.
I can watch this anytime I want. It was just the concept was just so mind blowing. And then I remember getting work at not one, not two, but three different video stores because I got free movie rentals. Because I would, you know, put my VCRs together and just like
Yeah, and
make
just
copies, you know. And then luckily, like my friend, you know, it was actually Slutmeister, the slut. We grew up
smart.
together, and our VCRs were compatible because sometimes they weren't because they had that copy protection. Remember that on the tapes? You get that weird flash. It looked like you were watching like scrambled porn, which isn't a bad thing. Not that I haven't spent many a year at my formative years figuring out, like, oh, I think that's a nipple. Oh,
My
you
sock.
know, yeah. Sorry, Aunt Joan.
Oh,
Oh,
well, there's something
gotta
that,
finish this one.
a great point you said about the freshness of everything. It's like even when we could record cassette from like the radio,
Yes.
you know, through Z Rock or something, you
Yeah,
just
you
like
make your own
you
mixtape.
hit like you're like, yeah, get
Yeah.
you. But then the announcer comes and fucking ruins everything at the end of it.
Yeah.
But you're just like, but it was just something like, I'm getting away with something, but this is cool at the
Or
same
you had an
time. But it was
album
fresh.
and put
There
it
was
on the
something like
cassette.
that.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I had a double cassette deck and a turntable.
Oh, I did too.
And that's how I
In my early.
discovered Iron Maiden. It was like my friends knew that, and they would say, "Hey, can you put this album on cassette for me?" I'm like, "Yeah, no problem," which allowed me to hear all this awesome music. That's where I heard my first Judas Priest. It was like Screaming for Vengeance and Defenders of the Faith,
Yeah, your first
and
Judas Priest.
yeah, I'm like, "Fuck!" And then that's where I first heard Iron Maiden. It was the Peace of Mind album. I'm like, "Oh my God, what this?
Right.
What is this
That was
fucking band?"
a fucking
So,
best.
yeah, so this was like 1984. 83, 84. I mean, this is like, you know, these are our fresh albums, and I was making cassettes, you know, because they gave me the cassettes. So I'm like, yeah, I'll be happy to put it on cassette for you.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they were driving in their cars, and that's where they wanted to listen to the music. And I got all the music too, you know, and I thought that's kind of cool. But my movie collection was like that as well. Went from like recording stuff like off of TV, that's my Star Blazers and Star Trek and those things, to like getting store, you know, videotapes and making nice copies. Like, oh, I
Yeah.
can watch this anytime. And then, of course, when it goes to like, you know, DVD, then like, oh, I got to do it all over again. A little more selective. And then, oh, you get a DVD to burn in your computer. And Netflix, you can get as many DVDs you. Oh, well, look at
I'll go to
that.
Discount Drug Mart and get myself the, you know, rental, and I'll fucking do that in my own home
Yeah,
computer. I got a
and I would just
copy.
burn copies, and you know, and now I have everything digital. I'm getting rid of all my physical media, and you know, it's like I just don't want it anymore. Like, if I can still have access and put all my movies on a hard drive, I'm fine with that,
You know, I'm
you know.
bipartisan to the whole physical versus digital thing. There's a part of it I see the, yeah, it saves on, you know, space and you don't have to, but at the same time, it's like there's a meaningful, like a connection to me. I don't know if it's a selfish kind of thing or anything, but I feel just being growing up in a whole, you know, physical media age and enjoying that. It's like
Oh yeah.
if I didn't see it there, you may, I haven't listened to it in like a month or something. But if I don't see it there, something's gonna, you know, like, I
Yeah.
don't know, resonates with me maybe a little differently. And
Right.
I'm not in
It's
the same
because
situation
no,
or
it's your security. And for me, a long time, it was served the same kind of function. You know, having stuff that was stability, that was safe. You know, it was I could insulate, I could kind
my
of
go-to.
cocoon myself in these things, and they are mine. And I could go to them anytime. It was very comforting. So do I completely get that. And I still love the having a physical media. I do. I love having a movie, and because, you know, with a DVD or Blu-ray,
Yeah.
you know, I like seeing a more vibrant picture, especially on higher special effects movies like the new Star Treks and Star Wars, and
Oh, yeah.
then watching old like Universal stuff, high grade, like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. The color, you know, the
Right?
black
It
and white.
brings it out.
Yeah. And then the Godzilla movies and like everything,
Oh, my
like, oh,
God.
you know, it just looks so great. So I have no problem with that. But now I
Godzilla
have,
minus one. That's all I need to say. There
yeah.
you
Oh
go.
no. I have some physical media. Like, I have all my Japanese stuff, my kaiju monster stuff, I will keep. And I have some anime, like Star Blazers and Speed Racer and things like that, that I'll keep. But, you know,
Snap.
90.
It's almost like it's a collector's thing. It's also gonna be, it's a comfort food as well.
Yes.
It comforts us. The
Right.
nostalgia, where we were at, how we got
Yeah.
it. It's,
Yeah.
I don't
I
know,
mean,
there's something to be said about it.
comfort, for movies are the comfort for me. Like when I'm working, I'll put on a movie that I've seen a bajillion times because it helps pass the
Right.
time in a way different than music. Music sometimes can be too distracting for me in a way. I
I
want to
agree.
listen to the music.
Yeah, I get you on that too.
So, I'll throw on, like, I've got a whole, like,
Sing
I've
from
been,
another world, you can have in the back,
yeah, or I'll put on TV shows like Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's.
I've made like a 12-hour mixtape of Andy Griffith episodes that I like, and I took out the beginning and the end whistling because I'm so fucking tired of hearing that.
What you need to do is nip it. Nip it in the
Yeah, but I've
I
got,
love that episode. It's one of my
yes,
favorites.
but I'll put
So
that
yeah.
on,
I
and
love the show. So yeah, I
yeah,
get you.
so that's that.
That's what
I
I fall
totally get the
asleep
comfort.
most nights to is actually Andy Griffith because I just like
Yeah, I
in the
get it,
background,
you
I'm like,
know.
yeah.
Yeah, Pluto TV is great. It's got him on, Andy Griffith and Adam's Family, and so I get it. The things, and especially those things from our childhood, all
Yeah.
those things are so comforting. So I totally understand the importance of and the pleasure and the comfort of like the creature comforts, like the physical media and movies and TV shows. Like watching Kolchak I watch it yearly. Every year I watch Kolchak the Night Stalker, or at least listen to
Dude.
it a
Oh,
time or two when I'm working, because it goes by so quickly. There's only 20
yeah.
episodes, you know. But I will put that on, and I still listen to it. I still love it,
Yeah.
So I totally get it. So yeah. Anyway, so
Another example, I guess I'll keep going.
yeah.
Back in 2023, I went to the last Horror Hound I went to. Yeah, with Rob and his wife. And I got the Psycho Fiend
Oh,
with
what?
this.
Oh. Was that a box, like a box set? Oh, of figures.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, I've always, I love the Misfits. I love
Yeah.
the, you know,
That was
I
fun
love
seeing
the
them
Psycho
live at
Fiend.
the World Series of
Oh
Metal.
my God, that was hilarious. But this, it's that was very special purchase for me because just I've always, I'm wearing right now a Misfit shirt,
Nice.
but this was just like to have the Fiend, man, the Psycho Fiend was just something special. And I mean, yeah, unopened, and I was like, yep,
Yeah,
that's
cool,
one of
man.
my favorite collectibles. Then there's a story on that. Another collectible I got. Being the big Judas Priest fan I was, years ago, it was such a sad life. But I don't ask anything for Christmas or anything. But I bought myself around a Christmas time present, and I
Something new.
bought the entire Judas Priest complete albums collection,
Oh, very nice.
all the studio albums.
Excellent. Have they been remastered, or are they still in their glorious
Remastered
original?
ones. That's why when you said like, turn on your light, that one
Yeah.
bonus, I'm like, oh, I knew exactly what the fuck you were saying. It's
Yeah.
horrible.
Oh, it's the
But
worst.
yeah, but Nostradamus is the biggest piece of shit. But beyond that, and then I continued after, even with their newer, which are stellar, their last
Yeah.
two
Yeah. Every
releases,
band's
fantastic,
allowed one turd.
right?
You know,
But
you got
man,
to get it out of your system.
this is like, and I got this. This is pre-sold. This is, and I got for $50. And you got one, two, three, four, five. Yeah,
Like
like
20 albums,
10, 12
15 albums.
fucking albums. $50. I mean,
Yeah.
come on. And it's all remastered. And it's the blacks. I'm like, okay.
There you go.
One good Christmas present I gave myself. It's like, no. I'm like, fuck,
Yeah, I usually just buy a new six pack of Virgin socks, so Daddy needs to feel something little strange, a little new, a little strange.
Dude, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Another
The next
thing.
thing, I was a kid.
Oh, go ahead, bud.
No, well, yeah, we'll just go back and forth.
Yeah.
I loved. I mean, my toys were really important. Toys have still been part of my life. My entire life, they still are part of my life. So, it's not like I love them any less. I mean, I wish I miss the days of being able to play like a kid and have that sense of wonder and fantasy and
Yeah.
imagination.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the ones that stand out to me, as a kid, I remember like the Mego had a line of Planet of the Apes dolls or figures, because the Planet of
Oh,
the
I
Apes
remember
was
those.
huge in the movies, the TV series.
Yes, I had some of those
Yeah,
myself.
I had the only one I did not have. I had everything but like there was a gorilla, like a soldier on a horse. And like, oh man, I wanted that. And I was at it was they had one at a I was down at oh, where was I? I think I was at a flea market with my grandpa and grandma, and I saw it there and I wanted to get it, but I'm like, do I? It was a little more pricey than I wanted to pay for it, you know? I'm like, no, okay, it's not that big of a deal, you know? But yeah, I loved those, and I had the Mego like superheroes, you know, the ones with the Batman had the cape and the cowl and the gloves that came off, and I had Evel Knievel, you know, the stunt cycle
It
was like the best thing in the world.
was fucking awesome.
You know, the sky, I had the sky cycle, I had the stunt bike. But also, you know, with the Planet of the Apes, I not only had the figures, I also had the treehouse and the fortress. So I had the play sets, the two play sets that came with it.
Interesting you say that, because I had General Urko and I had some of the other, the figures. But then Treehouse, Dad didn't, we didn't get it for whatever reason. My dad actually built me from a tree stump or something. He built me like a treehouse, an
Oh, that
original,
is so cool.
for my action figures. I remember that very clearly.
Wow. Oh,
Yeah,
man. That's
that
awesome.
was fucking cool, dude.
Yeah. Made out of a real tree. That's
Real
fantastic.
tree. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Good memory.
So, you know, yeah. These are all good memories. I like that.
Yeah.
So, that was my Mego stuff. Okay. What's your next?
Well, my next is one of the only benefits that work gives me about every year is a $50 Amazon gift card. Thanks for all your work and put up the bullshit. But I thank my work for giving me, I got Black Sabbath Live Evil Super Deluxe box set.
Oh, very nice.
And
Yeah,
this
that's the
thing
Dio.
is,
That's the Dio
yeah, and this is
on the
loaded.
Power or Mob Rules Tour, I think, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
this is loaded. I mean, just that artwork alone, man, that's iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's from the Live Evil original. I was saying,
I
I mean,
like that album a lot.
me
I
too.
really do. Yeah.
I mean, but this it's a, there's a remix version in it, and there's a the original remastered. I gotta say, the remix is probably actually better than the remastered. There's
Really?
some things where you can hear Ronnie actually, he's saying drowning out, or Tony's like guitar thing's going down, and Ronnie's saying something else over top of that. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, cool, it's like live right on stage, and
Yeah.
you really feel it. So, but
Nice.
no, man, this is just tremendous. And like I saw it for a price on there, and I'm like, I had a gift card. I'm like, okay. You get this hardbound booklet with it that comes with photos and everything else,
That's
go through
great.
about Mob Rules Tour, Heaven and Hell shit, everything. I mean, it's just loaded. You
Nice.
get, it says there's a poster too, and it seems like this out. This is the Mob Rules. This is the original tour booklet, replica of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, this is from the actual tour itself.
I love that. That's
And
one
it's
thing I
got
never bought a
everything.
tour book. I never did. They're cool,
I
but
got
I
a
never.
couple of them. I had Robert Plant when I seen him live, and forget who else I got. I mean, you got the pictures, you live
Yeah.
act. I mean, it's just beautiful. And then you have, oh, here's the poster. Here it is here. This is fucking really cool. This is from that era.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's
I
cool.
mean, yeah, dude, that's just like, it's loaded. Like, this is like 47 something, and I'm like, I got
Yeah.
$50. I'm like, yep, mine.
Right.
Because I do love this live album. I
Yeah.
didn't like the production on the original so much, but it was remastered and remixed, you appreciate it more. But I could deal with it. I
Yeah.
still love the quality of the content.
Yeah.
Ronnie taking on even the old cuts
Yeah.
with his stuff with Sabbath, and it's one of my favorites of all time. So
Yeah.
I got it.
The only song that doesn't work for me is his version of Paranoid. There's just like it Ronnie doesn't bring anything to it because
Yeah.
it's just fast. It's just him like speaking, you know, and
That's
other
right. That's right. I do
yeah.
remember that.
But that's about that's it. And that's no fault of Dio.
No.
It's just the way the song is sung and the way the song is written. It's not very melodic, you know?
Yeah.
So, but on the stuff that's theirs, like their era,
Oh, dude.
oh fuck, that sounds amazing. Yeah,
Fucking it,
yeah,
man.
yeah,
Sign of
no.
Southern Cross, all that disco. Jeez.
Yeah.
Children of the Street.
Oh,
Jeez.
yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm getting a boner right now. So keep on talking. Hold on. My next, I remember really having an obsession over, I think, every kid in 1977 in America and then 1978, little movie called Star Wars. And I began getting the figures like for Christmas and for my birthday. And
Same
I still remember the
one.
smell. It smelled like candy. The vinyl
Yeah.
was sweet and it smelled
Right?
like
The
Pez or
packaging.
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
It's
fuck,
true.
these smell good. It wasn't like strawberry shortcake. They weren't, maybe they were putting in a scent. I don't know.
Maybe they
But
were. But what were
it
they
was a little
doing?
bit of a smell. I'm like,
More Star Wars figures.
yeah,
Yeah.
I had all the figures. I had an extra stormtrooper, an extra Jawa, an extra sand person. And then,
Yeah.
I think the only ones I got in Empire, I think I got like two. I got one of the lizard or the guy who looks like a lizard, one of the bounty hunters,
Oh yeah.
and what was his name, Snaggletooth or something like that. And
They
then I got,
I had Greedo, Bosk, Boba Fett.
ooh,
Yeah,
Boba
definitely
Fett.
from that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a Boba Fett. So yeah, but the original, I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, you couldn't wait to like, oh, it's gonna, but you could afford them, or your parents might like,
Yeah,
oh, I can if it
I think they're
wasn't
like $3 a piece. They weren't
a,
overly
yeah, like,
expensive.
but at that time, yeah,
Yeah.
but at the same time, like your parents are like, no, not today. We're not gonna, okay, but then you
Yeah.
get like in holiday time, you get like a whole fucking shit ton. You're like,
Yeah.
oh, I had a couple good
Yeah.
Christmases where I remember getting a lot.
Oh yeah. Yeah, those are awesome. I had the land speeder. I had the X-wing fighter. I had that made the sound and you push the R2-D2 down and those wings open in
Yeah,
a attack
I had
wheel.
X-Wing Fighter, and I wish my one buddy back in the day, he had a Millennium Falcon. We get together and play. And I wish I would have had a Millennium Falcon. I'm like, I was so jealous of him having that. I'm like, fuck. It was like the one thing, man, if you could have out of all the, you know, that
Yeah.
was it.
I remember my mom taking me to Toys R Us for my birthday, and telling me I could get anything I want. Beginning. I was like 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
Here's
which
my
I was,
surprise
I loved it. I was like, yeah, like only one thing.
thing.
So that's when I got my Millennium Falcon. I'm like the I because I normally wouldn't have bought that for myself,
Right.
And I did buy myself a TIE fighter because I always wanted a TIE fighter. I had an X-wing, but never a TIE
Sure.
fighter,
Yeah.
And the TIE fighter was cool because you push a button and the wings fall off.
Right, right. I remember that.
So I finally had the whole collection. I'm like, oh, good. I'm like, okay, now I want an AT-AT. So
I
I
know.
totally get it. I totally get it. Yeah, I Star Wars was so big. It's such an
Was
obsession.
such a big thing for us,
Yeah,
man.
yeah.
Our generative years or degenerative years, I guess you
Yeah,
would.
yeah. I've gotten rid of all my Star Wars stuff just recently. I mean, it's all used. I'm like, no one's gonna buy a 50-year-old Darth Vader, shoot up Darth Vader figure, there's probably someone out there going, oh, I will buy it.
Who'd you want?
$1 billion.
Yeah. Gazillion dollars. Yeah.
that's right. What's next on your list, chap?
Well, I got a couple that I definitely get this in. Last year I had I got tickets for it, and Rob went with me to see Lamb of God and Mastodon, the Ashes of the Leviathan tour, celebrating both albums' 20th anniversaries. And he comes out of there at one point. He comes out of one area. I'm like, what the hell's he doing? I'm getting shirts. I'm waiting on him. So, as a birthday gift, a late birthday present, he gets me signed drum heads from all the members of Mastodon
Wow.
and signed drum head from all the members of Lamb of God.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
And I was Yeah, I was speechless. But what means so much to me now, especially, I don't know if you heard, but a few days ago, Brent Hinds, the co-founder and everything of Lamb of God, he died in a tragic motorcycle accident.
I knew he
And
had died. I didn't read anything about the cause or anything like
one of
that.
my favorite bands. And yeah, that one hit hard, especially just trying to get over to Aussie stuff,
Yeah.
getting through that, which really hit me harder than I thought it was going to. But that's for another show. But I just think that, that brings number one, just I love both bands death, but just on the now to hindsight, bringing it, we have this happen to have this show on this day. It's a couple of days after. It's just like, yeah. So,
Sure. No, I
yeah,
get
it
it.
means a lot to me on that.
Yeah.
And then one other thing, I'll get in there. I'll save that one for later. A couple other things. I'm a huge Michael Schenker fan, guitar player. And I love his work with UFO. I love a lot of his solo stuff. He was Macaulay Schenker Group and whatnot. Even the stuff with the Scorpions early on. He's like 15 years old. But one of the things I got, it was a really good deal on Amazon a few years ago. It's a complete studio albums of UFO from 74 to 86 box set. And
Nice.
it's just like, I just love so much. All you need really is right here when you're talking about UFO. This is the prime stuff. Other than the first album, it's kind of shit. But Phenomenon is such a fucking amazing album. Because I think that's when is the second album when I believe Schenker got in there. It's loaded, man. And there's no booklets or anything. Just got all the CDs. They're
Yeah.
individually in a slim case, whatever, cardboard slim. But man, it's just the work on that. You just can't go wrong with that. And I just remember I was like, I saw there's a deal. I'm like, you know what? I don't got any UFO in my collection. I love Michael Schenker's work with them. This is a hell of a deal. I'm gonna do it. So it's gonna be on that one. The other one was then Michael Schenker Group released actually was there three albums, four albums, excuse me, from the 80s and stuff on a box set. Is it loud enough? Michael Schenker Group. And I was just like, this is loaded. And oh my God, it's getting in. It's got demos and outtakes. This got a slip sleeve kind of thing going on it. But yeah, Assault Attack on there, arguably might maybe his greatest with Graham Bonnet on vocals, his greatest solo album artist. But these are all remastered. Yeah, this is just a hell of a set, man. This is just loaded.
Wow,
So
nice.
I mean, yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I got that on deal. So yeah, I'm spent with that one. So Chop Chop, you're like, yeah, you can go on and on. Shut the fuck up, Chop. But
That's good, man. No,
yeah,
we're
just give
passionate
little
about those
stories
things.
about passions I have
Yeah,
for so many
that's the
things.
key. It's a passion. And that's what's behind everything. And I like that you have signed things. We both like getting things signed. I like having things personalized if possible. Like, thinking
Sure.
because to me that's who I want it to. They're not going to remember me, but I'll remember them. And
Exactly.
so like I don't have anything signed here with me, but I have a lot of like I want to go to G-Fest, which is the world's largest Godzilla fan convention in the Americas.
Yeah.
I would guests from Japan would come, and whether they were in Godzilla or Ultraman or Gamera, the directors, special effects people, I would always get things signed, and often they could write English very well, and some could speak English, so I have a lot of things signed by them, and posters, DVD, like the covers, the
Oh,
slip
yeah.
sleeve DVD sleeves. Those are some of the things that I will keep always. I mean, tragically, I lost about 15 signed posters in the flood. That was terrible because some of those people are no longer with us. I will never get those things back. But I have DVD sleeves signed by like Hiro Nakajima and Kenji Sahara and Ken Satsuma and Tom Kitagawa, and just all the big people, in Godzilla, the suit actors and things, and having pictures taken with them and things like that. It was just to be able to say thank you, like just to be able to say. And I was telling to Ben Furuya, who Ultraman, just to be able to tell him how much Ultraman meant to me as a kid and how important it was. It was just so meaningful to him, because they don't get that kind of adoration in Japan. They get respect, but they don't get that gushing love and appreciation. And when they come to us in the States, they're so overwhelmed with that. It's a really positive experience for them. And so I'm happy that we can give back just a little bit of all the entertainment they've given us, But that's my thing. I love poster sign. I think my favorite piece of memorabilia is my Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 poster.
I agree.
The signatures are all just so fucking awesome on that one. Caroline, because I asked, can you write
I'm
this?
jealous of you. I'm jealous of you with that one because I love
Yeah.
that
Well, I have a picture of Caroline as well, because she did some rather tasteful nudes with her. There was one, her nude, like covered in blood, holding a
Oh,
chainsaw. I think I have a, I think I have that. I do have that. Like, yes, of course I'm going to get that. Mrs. Montag just rolls her eyes like, oh. But I just love those sign things. Yeah, like how good are you? That's what I had her sign, Bill Johnson wrote to Mark, the Saw's family, and so are you.
So are you.
I'm like,
Yeah.
fuck
And so
yes. Then he's like,
fucking
hey,
dumb. Yeah, put
you
it
wanna go out
on.
and you
Put
wanna
it
go get
on.
high? You wanna go smoke some pot? I'm like, and
Yeah.
I wasn't a baker back then. I said, well, thanks, man, I appreciate it. I was a little scared too, so I thought maybe you are gonna like saw me up. You just might wanna
Take
gut me.
my skin off.
I
Yeah.
can't tell 100%.
You
But
know, I really appreciate that story, and thank you for saying with the personalized stuff, because I've had those moments with whether it's I met Michael Polson outside of Volbeat show. It was sold out. He signed my CD. Iced Earth, I had a meet and greet with them, with Matt Barlow and stuff, which was phenomenal. They signed like four CDs. I've had, Horror Hound a couple years back. James Jude Courtney, who portrayed Michael Myers, knew him, and I had him try Evil Dies Tonight on there, James Jude Courtney. And met Barbara Crampton, of course,
Yeah,
from
she's awesome. I'd
Reanimator
love to get her
fame.
on the show.
Oh man, and I had and then Kane Hodder was the one that really got me. Kane Hodder for me, because I said the only true Jason I had right on my Friday the 13th thing. Rob got me.
Nice.
And he goes, you want me to write that? I go, yes, please, because you are the only true Jason. And because I read his autobiography and I watched his film, and I got pretty tearful. I mean, there's a lot of things. He had a hard upbringing when it came to bullying, what he went through. And I brought that up to him, and I remember I said, what you went through, Kane, I said, the bullying, I said, I just could relate. I said, I can't tell you how much your story meant to me. I've had a lot of similar experiences. And he goes, people really don't know the damage that really does.
Yeah,
You
that's
know?
true,
And
right?
then he put a Jason chokehold. And he goes, well, because he got sued years ago for putting a chokehold. So I can't do that, but I can do this. He came around and gave me an arm bar, right? And literally it choked off my air supply. And my face in the picture, my eyes were, I'm like, yeah, that's real. That's not putting it up. Like I felt, I was like, yes, I get it.
I
So
just
no, but I,
came. Oh,
that was such a, such an amazing
great.
emotional experience. And to personalize
Yeah.
stuff like that, and
Yeah.
that
It's
between
it
him and Chris.
that's what's meaningful, to sharing that moment. It's the sharing the moment to say thank you, or to share like how, if it's something is meaningful,
What you did,
yeah,
your
like
story, anything.
right. And like I would go to Gilardi Fest and see Big Chuck and Houlihan and Little John
Oh,
and be able to tell them those things. And actually their last one, the Adios Muchachos show, is coming up in September. I hope you can come to it. September 13th, I think the week, the Saturday after Stinkpole.
I'm going to Falcons football game.
Oh, okay. On that Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. It's all right.
It's going to be there on
I
Sunday
hear it
too,
sometimes.
but it's the last
Well,
one. They're saying
Chuck.
a formal farewell to the fans.
Did
So
Chuck passed away, right?
he did, So he was supposed to be there,
Of
but
course.
it's Little John's putting it on.
Little John's
So
putting it
Little
on.
John's
Okay.
gonna be there. Houlihan,
John Rinaldi. Yeah. Oh, man. Cool.
No, those personal moments, like meeting, the cast from
You
TCM
met
too.
Superhost. You got
I
Superhost,
did
didn't you?
not get to see
Oh,
Superhost.
you got this. You got the autograph.
I wrote to him through Facebook, Martin Sullivan. I wrote to him and I said, "Soup, God, let me just thank you. I grew up watching you. I just wanted to say thank you so much. And is there any way I could buy a picture, signed picture?" And he was living out in Oregon at the time. And he's like, "No, you can't. There's nothing. You're not going to buy one." And he's like, I'll just give you one." And he said, "Just do something good for someone else." I'm like, "That's the kind of person he was." I'm like, "Okay." So he didn't have any. So what
That's
actually he
so
did, what he
cool,
printed
man.
one out. He printed it out on a magnet for me, printed out a picture, and then signed it to me. So I have it on the magnet in the fridge behind me. I'm like, I'm
I know,
not gonna,
I've seen, yeah.
And then he sent me the little slide, like the actual negative of that picture, in case I wanted to make more copies. So I'm
Dude.
like, oh, I know, but just to have that
So
from
cool.
him, having a moment with Caroline Williams. There was a picture of us where I'm holding her, not to be too jealous, Chap, but that was with Bloodletter,
Oh
yes,
yeah.
yeah. But just talked with Lou Pearlman, and
You're
and
my
then yeah,
favorite. Yeah.
and I think the just and then the my bucket list was meeting Stan Lee. That to
Oh, dude,
like
that
and I
story.
just
I
I had
love
a
that
copy of
story
Grammar
so much.
Man, and I just wanted to say thank you. And the guy, the photographer, is like, "Oh, let's go." I go, "Hey, no, dude, I paid $500 for this. You're gonna give me my minute with Stan Lee?" And he's like, "Oh, okay." I go, I'm like, "Yeah,
Yeah,
fuck you,
back fuck
man.
off.
That's right." Been sitting in line for 3 hours to talk with the legend. And I gave him a copy of Grammar Man, and he was looking through it, and he goes, "Oh, this is pretty cool." I said, "It's because of you. It's because of Spider-Man. Growing up reading." I said, "You and the love of comic books and reading, I wanted to put into this book." And he was, delighted. And in the picture of us together, you can see him holding it on his lap. So
Dude.
that was
I love
great.
that story so
Yeah.
much.
And
Yeah.
the same day as when I saw Linda Blair, hung out with her, she was a gem, just a charming, lovely, dear, sweet girl, woman. And we talked about our dogs. That's the one we like when the tears started coming, because how much she loves her dog, because she has a dog, a charity to help, rescue animals.
Oh,
And so,
so
so I was,
amazing.
we, so we were showing pictures, and we were just like, I'm like,
Yeah.
that was awesome, And then I had her sign the picture I got was of her as Reagan, like on the bed, like looking up at you. It's so
Yeah.
crazy. And she wrote to Mark, "Sweet dreams." I'm like, oh yeah. And then that's where I met William Shatner.
Oh,
And
dude, you got to meet William
that
Shatner.
was so awesome. And I wanted him to sign my Star Trek IV DVD sleeve, and I had a copy of the Escape Fetal Pig song, "Why Does Captain Kirk Always Get Laid?" Along with the lyrics. And so that's what I told him about. I said, "Oh," he goes, "Hey, how are you?" I go, "Good." I go, "Hey, I said, I was in a band in college called the Escape Fetal Pigs, and I wrote a song called 'Why Does Captain Kirk Always Get Laid?'" And he started laughing, and I go, and I showed him, I go, "Here, I want to make sure you have a copy of it." And he started laughing. He goes, "Well, we both know why that is now, don't we?" I'm like, "Yes." I said, "Yes, because you're a starship captain and you wear tight pants, But just that moment for a brief second, if he had read the lyrics, I don't care if he listened to the song, but if
Yeah.
he'd read the lyrics, he would like laugh.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I got these little moments, that are meaningful to me.
Yeah.
Just like the drink you had with Adrian Smith. Those, I guess, if there's a collector's curse, I like collecting those moments. Just the
Yeah.
fact of being able to kind of have that, and just to say thank you for the most part.
Yeah.
Just to say thank you, I appreciate you. You're meaningful to me in some way, and oh. Speaking of the Gilardi or the Adios Muchachos show, I'm bringing cards to give, and it has our address and stuff. I'm giving to
Yeah.
give to Houlihan and Little John. I'm going to invite them onto the show.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Anytime
Oh,
next
I wish
year.
I could make that with you, man. Oh, shit.
I just want to, I'm like say, hey,
Oh, come
I
here,
got
man.
cigars for little John. I don't know if they will come on the show. I have no idea what their technological capabilities are at home, but hopefully they can get to a Zoom, meeting.
Dude,
So
that would be such
I
a
know, right?
fanboy moment, right?
So
Oh,
there, I'm
shit.
dovetailing it back to the theme of the course, collecting moments. So there we go.
Agreed.
All right.
I have another example here. So we could go on and on probably with the show because much of the collectibles we've had in our years. But this was a gift for me, to me, Rob Halford's Confess autobiography. I have yet to finish it. But certificate of authenticity in there and autograph by the metal god himself.
Oh, nice. Wow, that's awesome. Love that.
So, yeah. So, very, very, very happy with that. I mean, this is just he's a voice of a, we can go on and on and on about
Yeah.
Rob Halford, but
No, that's
that
cool,
means
man.
a lot to me. And to get that as a gift was like really cool, especially one of my top three tier bands of all time. That was really special to me.
Nice. That's great,
Then
man.
I know that, what else I've had? Oh God. Like I said, I talked about Ace Durr signing stuff. I met Fates Warning before they signed some things. Ray Alder, Jim Mathéos. God, who else have we met? Oh, Vladimir Sersha from Grip Incorporated.
Yeah,
Had
that
a
was
nice
cool.
half-hour
Hey,
conversation when he
yeah,
signed
oh
right
yeah. We
there.
just sat there and talked with him. Like,
Yeah.
just nobody's business. We're just chatting.
Arena Foss from Cold Chamber at that time.
Yeah.
And almost,
Almost,
got
yeah.
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
And of
almost,
course, somebody fucking
I
cock blocked me when I came out. I'm like,
was
fuck them. Because I was like, okay, we'll go with your bus. I'm like,
Yeah, to take them to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Remember
yeah, I
that?
was going to take them to
I'm
the
like,
Rock
I
and
have
Roll
no idea where
Hall
the
of
fuck it
Fame.
is. I have
I was
no
going to
idea.
take
I'm
them to the
thinking, I
Hall
don't
of
know how to
Fame
get
for
there,
sure. Yeah, I was going
but
to take them to the
yeah,
Hall of
we'll
Fame for
figure it
sure.
out.
But yeah, I
How
was
hard
like,
can it be
holy
to get
fuck.
to?
Yeah. But no, we've had such these great experiences amongst our side. I met Dave Mustaine, met, members of Nevermore, Symphony X. You're just going on and on. You're just like, holy shit. And the bands we've met on
Yes.
our show.
I know. It's
Some
insane.
mid-tier, not big leaguers, but we consider, well, who are we to judge? Yeah, but we had Ralph Sheepers. We have Eric Wagner for Crown, God rest his
Yeah.
soul. We met, I mean, how lucky have we been?
I know, it's amazing.
This goes back to the collector's thing too. We're collecting memories
With
with
all
what
these
we've done on the
bands
show as well.
and relationships with, I'm friends with a lot of these groups, like that I still follow, and we'll talk with,
Carl Sanders.
Skeptical Minds. Yeah, Carl Sanders.
Oh.
Yes, and it's just really cool to see occasional things from him, from Sermon.
Yeah.
And Tony Dolan from Venom Inc. And
Yep. Of course.
Curran Murphy is right in our
Current's
backyard.
fantastic. Yep.
And Mark Jackson, Justin from Sorcerer, Justin
Yep.
Biggs and Christian Nyman, just these guys, we know them, we have relationships with them, and that's been the thing that blows my mind continually, as
Like you
how
still want to talk to us? Okay.
yeah, King Fowley, Deb Levine,
Yeah,
and
King's a
yeah,
blast.
yes, and just like so many great people that we have talked with, Michelle Langevin,
Absolutely.
and we got more people coming on, so it's just yeah, this show has been just so amazing. It doesn't get dawn doesn't get lost on me,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, by the way, kids, we don't get paid for this shit. We
yeah.
really don't get paid for this shit. But let me tell
No.
you, just the memories we've collected and the fun that we have, it's well worth everything.
I
So.
love it. Yeah, that's why we do it. It's fun. I've got just a few more things to talk about collecting.
Okay.
One, it's my two are the biggest collections, so I'm saving the biggest for last.
Okay.
Comic books. I started collecting comic books literally from the day I was born. My dad had three comic books for me. It was a Flash Gordon, a Mandrake the Magician, and the Phantom. And I still
Ooh.
have those books. Yeah, because they are
Oh,
the
dude,
defenders of the
that's
earth. Yeah.
really cool.
And some of those got ruined in the flood. So I have them, but they're ruined. I mean, because they were pristine.
Oh.
But anyway, so I started collecting comic books, and one time I probably had about 5,000 books or so. And over time, I sold a bunch and then gave a bunch away, then got involved with a nonprofit, the Operation Comic Book, operationcomicbook.org, and giving comic books away. So by that time, I was getting books in digital form. And I'm like, well, I'm happy to give a couple thousand comic books to kids. So I'm really proud of the work we've done. Not to get off on this PSA for Operation
No,
Comic Book,
no.
but
Cool.
over 5,000 kids have come through our program. We promote literacy and creativity by teaching kids how to make their own comic books. So we've had 5,000 kids come through our program. We've given away over 45,000 comic books. And
Oh, yeah,
so
it's amazing.
I know. So I'm
Very cool.
and then it's been, we've been going over 15 years. And one of the very first groups we did, it was like a junior high, middle school kids. One of the students there, she did an amazing comic book. It was like manga inspired, really beautiful stuff. Well, she's working for Disney now. She's an animator for Disney. That
Oh,
program like really gave her the courage,
awesome.
and he's saying, look, you are good enough. You can do this. This is something. And it really solidified in her that this is what she wanted to do. So, I mean,
What
come on.
an amazing
So
story. That's great.
next week on nice things that Montag does. So, but so I had all the, I love comic books. I mean, I would just go to the flea markets and buy them. I loved getting new ones. I had a big binder with all the issues that I had in there, and I could like check and see if I was, didn't want to buy doubles. And if I always could find a, good bargain, three for a dollar, four for a dollar, I was snatching them up.
Oh yeah.
Never came across.
I was a big comic book kid myself, growing up. I had fond memories of my grandmother, walking me down the street here in Sandusky to the local drive-through or whatever like that, and they'd have it on the stands, and I get those like that. And then there was one time in college, early part of college, I had subscriptions to the local comic book place in Sandusky.
Oh,
And so I go
nice.
down was it every couple of weeks? No, every month. And I get my monthly, here's a new issue of this or whatever. I had Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, Ghost Rider. There's one other one that I was really into. But anyways, I really like Moon Knight when that came out too. I used to like do like drawings at my grandmother's house of Moon Knight, trying to do my own from the actual artwork. I remember doing that. And but yeah, it was just only thing I was never a fan of was black and white comics. It's like I didn't understand how. Like I want the color in that stuff. I mean, if the writing's good and can carry it when you get more mature and later age, you're like, okay, well I can see where writing can. But the black and white thing, I'm like, but the
Yeah,
color. I want
as
to
a
see
kid,
color.
you want the full color.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I loved comic books. I mean, I was reading before I went to school because I was read to from infancy. So I could read before I went to kindergarten. And I'm like, why the fuck are we learning ABCs? Can't you dopes read?
I
You
mean,
know?
honestly, what's going on here?
I know, like,
Yeah, I'm kindergarten. I can already
yeah,
masturbate. What the fuck's
Montag
wrong with
goes to
all
like, where am I at?
you
yeah, so I just always loved it, and having comic books, like whether it was like the Harvey stuff in the 70s, like Casper and Little Hot
Oh,
Stuff,
yeah.
The Little Devil, my mom would like to get those for me because she loved those when she was a kid. And I enjoyed them. They're fun, they're silly. Any kind of like Bugs Bunny comic books. And I'd love to get like the Dr. Spectre, the Charlton had a whole like Monster Hunters in the 70s, like this, they weren't particularly drawn well. I could tell there was a difference in the art quality than in like a Marvel book, but it
Right.
didn't matter. I would just read it. I just read everything, Then I got into Marvel, DC, of course, the two big ones, and then started like you, like I wanting to be a completist. The goal, like Pokemon, or like with me with cannabis, Tokemon, you want to get them all, you want to smoke them all. And I was wanting to buy like every comic book,
Sure.
and,
You know what, buddy, always tripped me up though, and I didn't like. I could appreciate what they're trying to do, but the crossover stuff they
Oh
did.
yeah.
It like confused you. You're like, okay, now what? Where am I going from here? And then it's like it always like
Always
interrupted.
tell
Like,
you, but you don't know that going into it.
right. So,
So the DC got wise to that in the 90s when they killed Superman.
yes.
Spoiler alert. And they did a whole big thing, and the same way with Batman when he got his back broken.
Yes.
They started doing the story arc and would put the number like in the corner of the comic books, so you would know which what order, what number to read them. And all the related comic books would have the same banner, like Night Quest or Nightfall or whatever, the Death of
Sure.
Superman. And so you could easily see that banner on all the related comic books. But that made it impossible, really, to read all the books, because it got so convoluted to where it was like you had to read 70 some issues to get the story. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm gonna pick up Teen Titans to get the story of whatever happened, or you know.
Exactly. Yeah, they didn't want to, branch out into all these other lesser than, character. And you're just like, no, I'm not going to go all that fucking way.
Yeah.
To
It started in the,
so.
we could do a whole show on comic books, because I'm pretty much a comic book nerd. This started in the modern age with the Crisis on Infinite Earths and the Marvel's superhero Secret Wars, as far as like titles that connected to every other title, in the universe.
Exactly.
And
Jesus.
it was
And
impossible to read all
that's
those.
where he made a problem in the movies too, was trying to cross over to all these different, and then you're like the Marvel universe. And
Yeah.
I think people got fatigued. People have
By
been
the
fatigued. I
well, I
know
think by the
I'm
time,
looking forward to the Superman movie.
yeah,
Like I
it's
said,
good.
you don't want, but I'm like, as far as anything, I'm like, eh, I don't need to
Yeah.
see
Well, the
Man
story
and
was told. That's the thing. The
Quantum or something.
story was told. Like the Avengers saga was over, and that whole like Infinity saga was done, and they started. Most of those characters now were done, though, and that's the thing. Those are the like the top tier characters. You're going to continue with Spider-Man. Spider-Man's the number one in Marvel, but all the other characters are like the secondary. And so I'm not as interested. And the movies haven't been as good recently. They have just have
No,
not.
no.
So I haven't seen Thunderbolts, although I'm looking forward to it.
The last Captain America one, Brave New World, they
Yeah,
kind of
it's
came and
okay.
went. It's okay.
I heard so many bad things about it. I came into it going, well, let's just see, because I got a copy, and like, what, why not? So I watch it, and it's not, it's, I won't say that it's good. It's not bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay.
There are some moments of the writing is really bad. I like the general story, but I think, racism aside, I think people have a hard time with John Mackey as Cap, as which I don't have a problem, because I
No.
always loved Falcon.
Oh, me
Captain
too.
America and Falcon did, that they were the team that I read as a kid,
Yeah.
So because other than Bucky, I would want Falcon being Cap. If I had to choose who was going to carry the
He's
shield,
got a sidekick, man, or
yeah,
carry on the
Bucky would
tradition.
be my
Yeah.
first choice.
Sure.
And if not, then it falls to the Falcon, because they were together in arms, So I would definitely go with them. But anyway, yeah, it just wasn't
Yeah.
executed very well.
I got a
So
little sidetracked in it,
that's
but
okay.
no, I it's part of the collection thing though too, because people are, besides the comic collection, Marvel Universe movie collection. I mean, Jesus,
Yeah.
can't even keep up with it. It's
Yeah.
it got ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it gets sidetracked with the crossover stuff that it relates to the comic books as well. And you're like going like, what order you go through? You watch this one in order of this and that and these. I'm like, I don't have the fucking patience for that. I'm too fucking old. It's just like, but yeah, I get it. But yeah, comics, man, a big part of both our lives. And I
Yeah.
remember I had like three full boxes of, I mean, you had more comics than I did, but I remember I had them and I don't know if they were sold or whatever. I forget what it was, but got a Moon Knight, Spider-Man, X-Men, X Factor or something like that. Or I had spin-offs, Yeah, I had a bunch of different stuff. So, and then the horror comics too. We could put
Oh
that in
yeah,
there too.
EC had those reprints in the
DC?
90s. And like, the old Boris Karloff, the stuff from Dell and Key, Boris Karloff. There was a Twilight Zone. There were some other horror comic books, like, and then DC and Marvel both had like Tales from the Crypt, or like Tales of the Dead, or there was a Marvel
I remember Marvel had the
Zombies,
Dracula one too. I
Tomb of
like that.
Dracula, Werewolf by
Yeah.
Night. Yeah, those are fantastic, really.
That's great
All the
memories, though.
ghostly books. I think one of the last things I can talk about here, this is where I do have my show and tell, and
About time.
I know. It's about fucking time, Montag, to show up late for work. This, as you can tell, is Godzilla minus one.
Jealous.
I
Oh,
got
jealous.
this. It just came like this. I didn't have to put it together. It's a beautiful
Oh,
figure.
nice.
Yeah. And the price was right. I don't remember what I paid for it, but it's got these glowy fins. But
Dude.
this is the theme. Because here is Shin Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
At that. That's a good face.
That's a
Not
nice
as good as mine.
one.
Godzilla. Yes, Godzilla. So I have
Sir, I
several.
didn't see you playing when you're down, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, I have several hundred figures. This is a chonky one. This is a Space Godzilla from Mondo.
Oh, yeah.
In there, it's a special color theme variant. I think it's from a Crunchyroll theme. It's all orange
Okay.
and yellow.
Yeah.
But this one, Mondo makes very limited number editions. So if you don't get it, you're gonna, be out of luck. But I saw that. I'm like, it's $125. Okay, I'm gonna have to get it. I want it. But
Fucking cool.
I just don't. I mean, I used to buy. I mean, over the I would go to G Fest and I would spend hundreds of dollars on figures, and
Sure.
because that was the thing I did for myself.
Uh-huh.
That was my vacation. It was my
Well,
Christmas. So, but now I have as much as I need. I don't need it all, which
yeah.
is totally fine.
Well,
But
it's like it's weird, you're going to find this surprising. Like, I don't buy music as much as I used to anymore. Physical. I don't know if it's a change in me, just but it's almost like you get to a point like you're not going to physically get through all this in your life. Why do you keep purchasing it? Why do you can enjoy it, but why, there are
And I got
certain
music
bands
for
like,
you. I've got a whole sleeve of
oh,
music somewhere
I know,
here.
I
I
can't
gotta
wait.
find it.
But I, oh, speaking of new music, Testament just put out the new single. Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I heard a little clip from it. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're a
They're
good band.
still,
They still have
they're
it.
my top thrash metal band for a fucking reason, man. That's it.
Yeah.
That's one that will definitely be a purchase because that's my top thrash metal band. But overall, I just like, I see these new, I'm like, yeah. Yeah. But I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something, a change in something is coming out,
Yeah.
and Montag's going, about fucking time.
Welcome to
What do you think?
my world. Yeah. Well,
I don't know. It's
I
age, or it's just like it's getting more reality. We're getting as we're getting. We're just like saying, "Am I gonna really listen to all this shit? I don't
You're
even touch
right.
three quarters of it now that I got."
Exactly. Right. I have no problem getting digital comic books. And I get them, a couple times a year, and thinking I'll read these one day, but I'm just getting into 1974. I've been reading them chronologically from 1938, 30,
Yeah.
38. And I just have to be in the mood for it. But as a kid, I would have killed. Like, that's all I would have wanted to do in my life, like read comic books. So now that I have them and I have everything else, that's the thing. It's like, what do you have? When you have all the entertainment in the world, a glut of entertainment, you get paralyzed. Like, I don't know if I want that today. Like before, you would have like killed to read all these comic
Right. Well,
books.
it's almost like it has an opposite effect. It has a desensitization on the things that you
Yeah.
used to love. And then it becomes with age and everything. You're just like,
Right. Because it was
it's there,
rare.
but
Like as a kid, like to find monster movies, you had to wait till it was on the TV. Like you get your TV guide and you look for monster movies, and I would like put a mark next to it in the
it was
pen
the
or write it down.
anticipation. There was that
Yeah, and you're
excitement.
like, oh my God, it's gonna be on. You have to be there at the moment. Now you can get anything, now
Yeah,
on
yeah.
demand, stream it or whatever, that's fine.
That's a great point, Monty, because it's
I'm
like
grateful.
when you first got that first CD, whatever,
Yeah.
first out, the smell of the vinyl. The booklet, whatever, that everything about it, you can sit and stare for now. You're just like, everything's become so oversaturated with the digital media. You're just like, there it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that affects us. I don't think younger people don't really appreciate, they can't appreciate what we experienced growing up without that digital media area, without the social media. Period. Because we sought it out. It was word of mouth. It was in Cream. It was in Hit Parader. It was in Circus Magazine. What's This is the stuff that we are Fangoria. This is how we got our connection. But then it was like, hey, buddy, did you see this new movie? Oh, you got to see this horror movie. This is great. Or did you hear this new Iron Maiden album? Oh, it's just released today. And then you get like, I'm already a fan since Peace of Mind or whatever. So fuck, I'm going to get it.
Right.
But that's the thing. And I think I miss a lot about that. I
Yeah.
miss a lot about that in our society
Yeah,
because
the
I think we've,
search, as Lemmy so eloquently puts, writes, the chase is better than the
And then
catch.
the cat. Yes, sir.
And we have easy access to everything. So
Yeah.
you don't appreciate it because it,
It's just
like,
the
you know,
newness, the excitement's not
I hear
behind it.
people get VPNs and download things from torrent sites. I hear that some people do that, and perhaps that's how they get things, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm guessing you could probably get all kinds of things online like that, movies and
Don't know
things.
where to begin.
I know. I don't
What
have, that's what I hear.
you're talking
but
about. Sorry, I got on my tangent on that,
no,
but it
it's
just
good, but I
I
understand.
miss that. I miss
We
that.
don't
I
have
miss
the
that
search.
excitement.
We don't have the chase anymore, really. It's very easy to get the catch. And I again, I'm not saying down with the internet. I'm not that kind of Luddite.
Right.
But there's something that has been lost. But I think that though kids find their own thing. Every generation finds its own thing to like seek out. Like, you know, the next generation loves if they're doing like the Pokemon or Magic cards. Every so often, those new Magic thing, you know, cards come out or whatever. They were always there's a, still a physicality to it. They are still collecting physical media to play the game, and
There's
so
really a
that's
thing to
the
say something's lost in
yeah. So
translation,
they're
you know, these
investing
generations.
like that time, like for them,
Hey.
that's the new drop, like you know. And so I get that. It's not, they don't have to collect every card, or maybe they can't, but they're looking for those. Like I would collect comic books, or you would collect music, you know. So I think
Yeah.
every generation will have
It's
its
like the
thing.
excitement is, I don't know,
But
when it used to be like,
that's age. That's totally fucking age, man. As you get older, you just
I'm denying it. I am not getting older, damn it. I'm getting
you look
younger.
like a piece of beef jerky, man.
I'm just as sprite as I ever. Actually, I have better color because I quit smoking. Yes, kids, I quit
Yes.
smoking. So,
So, yes. Yeah, before you were, you know, it was like you were. I was glad we were getting close to Halloween because people would have thought maybe you're makeup.
I've increased my appetite, so I went from 5 pounds to about 6 pounds
There you
heavier.
go. Good for you, man.
No, but I know my appetite has definitely
Yeah.
increased here for that. So,
I'm happy for you.
staying
Well,
quiet.
so
Sorry.
that's good. That's on. Yeah, but I get it. So I don't really like buy things. I'll buy the occasional figure, like if it's a really cool Godzilla figure, like the Minus One really brought me back into
Dude,
collecting. Just a
that
couple of Minus
movie.
Ones was so good.
Dude, I can't. There's never a Godzilla movie, maybe other than another one. But this one, I teared up. I actually wept a little. No, the
Yeah.
human element was unbelievable. The acting was fantastic. It
Fantastic.
was just, dude, it won a Grammy and well deserved so. This was not a
Yeah.
Grammy, Academy Award,
Yeah,
but it
it
was,
was really good.
yeah. Well, my friend, we
Well,
could go on and on about
yeah, but I think we
collectibles,
should
dude.
wrap it up. This is
Yes,
about the
sir.
only thing I'm doing now. I don't know if you see my hat, Space Battleship Yamato. That's the thing. That's
Nice.
the only thing I've been kind of collecting lately is just
Yeah,
hats.
hats. You got it. Good for
Because
you.
you know, like why not? I never was a hat guy, but I didn't realize there were so many fun hats out there. I'm like, why not? Let's do it.
Exactly.
So,
You could check out the Chop
yeah.
Top train a long time ago.
Well,
Yes,
it has been fun trip down memory lane. This
sir.
has been great. And
Thank you, bro.
next show, we're going to be returning back to our more traditional fare, bringing back Slugfest. It's going to be Jake E. Lee versus Jake E. Lee next time on Heavy Metal Horror. You can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
And chopped up.
And you've been watching and listening to Heavy
W.
Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.